You're listening to the audio production of Leading with Kindness, How Good People Consistently Get Superior Results by William F. Baker, Ph.D. and Michael O'Malley, Ph.D., published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Mark Smeeby. To the Loves of Our Lives, Jean Marie and Stephanie. Forward. In Leading with Kindness, How Good People Consistently Get Superior Results, Bill Baker and Michael O'Malley explore how one of the most unheralded features of leadership, basic human kindness, drives successful organizations. The author's creativity, experience, and first-rate intellect have produced a book of original and relevant insights, resulting in a significant contribution to this most scrutinized of subjects. While people generally recognize that a leader's emotional intelligence factors into that person's leadership style, most are reluctant to judge it as being as important as analytical ability, decision-making skills, or proficiency in execution. Such emotions as compassion, empathy, and kindness are often dismissed as unquantifiable in their impact on organizations or are mistaken for weakness. Yet research in neuroscience and social sciences clearly reveals the psychological and cultural basis of emotional resonance in social networks and its measurable effects on both individual and group performance. Great leaders have always relied on emotion to get things done. Managers inspire employees to collaborate. Coaches rally players to win games, and politicians persuade voters to elect them. But kindness, the leadership emotion that Baker and O'Malley focus on, is not what people immediately associate with business, let alone with their boss. The do-as-I-say command and control leadership model of 20th century business organizations, or the Dickensian factory owner of much of the 19th century linger in our collective consciousness. Business scholars and practitioners alike, however, know that performance is maximized when people feel supported and are motivated through positive means, namely, kindness. Drawing on organizational theory, interviews with the sharpest minds in business, education, and the nonprofit sector, and more than half a century of experience in business and academia, the authors demonstrate why kindness is a core competency in the leadership skill set and how it drives productive behaviors of high-performing individuals and teams in today's best-run companies. At Columbia Business School, our program on social intelligence is a direct response to ever-changing business demands, and it addresses many of the same leadership dimensions that the Baker and O'Malley examine. In the past, professionals typically devoted their entire careers to companies that valued their functional or technical skills.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?